cry a lot. I apologize for that. And I'll say, this is really, really important to the point that that'll become redundant. You'll be tired of it. But the principles are that we're going to talk about. So here's some secrets for success. Number one, whatever you do, whatever you're wanting to do, there has to be something that gives you a competitive advantage to enter that particular marketplace. Has to be something that gives you a competitive advantage. So there's something you offer your customer that is better or more valuable to your customers than your competitors do. Yes, Kevin?
Did you call that a niche?
Niche is fine, a competitive advantage. That could be, it could be a product where there's a product that provides something better than the competition's product. If you're an inventor, if you're a manufacturer, something that provides you a step up, that brings value to the customer, therefore they're willing to put you above competitors around them to do business.
Is there a way to follow along or
not? Oh, we're not in that yet.
Oh, we're not.
Sorry, I should have told you that. We're not in your workbook.
Okay.
Then in the course of the next 2 days, we will be in your workbook directly, probably about 60-70% of the time. And none of this that we're doing now is, I'm going to go to that here in just a minute. I should have explained
our notes
that.
Then should
make they could still be in your book somewhere, okay. But up at the front, there's plenty of room for it. But we're not in your book, so when we're in your book, I'll tell you.
Okay.
Yeah. And we will be, but it'll be. Have a lot of base information now to try to get some inertia of what we're going to try to accomplish over the next 2 days. And we're trying to set that before we actually get into the workbook. Because when we're in the workbook, a lot of things, the class will change. And you'll be moving to different rooms and doing other things. Okay, so competitive advantage is number one on the importance of a small business. So many small businesses started as a small business through some competitive advantages. Many times someone worked for somebody and they saw the company doing something, they weren't overly impressed with what they were doing, they thought the quality could have been different, all kinds of reasons, and so they figured a way to do it better. They started something, and started their house and expanded. So many of the Fortune 500 companies today were started in somebody's house or in some. A couple of partners got together, you hear the stories of garages and all the things. Started like that. Now they're multinational, thousands of employees. So that's not unusual in the history of business in the U.S. Okay, next, in terms of secrets for small business success. Flexibility. Many times larger companies are not flexible. Their system doesn't provide a format for flexibility because they're so big that they have to have systems, and the systems aren't flexible. So flexibility, that's another competitive advantage in small business. Innovation. Most of the time, real innovation comes through small business, independent inventors, adventuresome thinkers. Innovation comes through that kind of a background. And sometimes it just happens, and then someone acts on it and builds on it, and some little thought in someone's mind ends up becoming big and very, very important. And so this book is just full of all this kind of stuff. I can't go through much more of it because of time limitations, but getting started on the right foot, an example in this part. Market size and definition, gathering sufficient capital, how to do it. Finding and keeping effective employees, getting accurate information and having a business that's run off of accurate information instead of problem information that's inaccurate and not really giving the company any direction. So these are just a few principles that will help. Okay, now I want to tell you a quick story, and we're going to have Sister Simcox. Yes, have I missed something?
Mm-hmm.